I guess for a rookie, what's this like for you with the bye week? Has the players kind of told you what to expect coming into this week? Is the postseason?
Yeah. Basically, the bye week is to get better. You know, strengthen weaknesses. You know, capitalize on those weaknesses and just work on them and sharpen them up a little bit.
I guess with the injuries, is it about resting as well, especially for you, you know, with this long season?
Excuse me?
Is it the injuries for resting this week as well as getting better?
I wouldn't call it rest. You just got to keep going forward. You know, there's no time to rest. You got to continue to get stronger and get tougher as a team and just sharpen up, you know, those weaknesses.
What do you remember about the games you played against, some of the opponents you might face this time? Let's go back to Baltimore. Do you remember much about that and how much it might help you?
Yeah, definitely. I have a big stack of notes, actually, that I keep. So it's good to have those things, you know, to look at certain tendencies. Can't really talk too much about the Colts because I really didn't play.
Right.
I was injured. But, yeah, definitely you can go back through those notes that I have, individual notes for myself and, you know, as opponents.
Do you have these handwritten notes or do you
put it, yep.
You don't put it in a computer and then
nope,
share it with everybody?
Handwritten.
Chandler, over the season, where have you seen this defense come
improve? To be honest with you, just defense as a whole has been doing a good job, you know. It's definitely clicking as like a brotherhood, you know, everyone's doing their job. As you've seen this last game, everyone just do your job.
How are you feeling physically at this point, at this stage?
I'm feeling good, to be honest with you. You know, it's a day at a time. It's a day process, you know. You get through one day, and you just let those days step.
Chandler, how do you anticipate the game changing, if at all, in the postseason?
I feel like the level of intensity would rise, you know. Everyone's good. You know, at this time of the season, if you're still playing, you're a pretty good team. And going into this week, you know, you got to take it like it's the last game of the season because it possibly could be.
Are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to play. Yes, I am.
Have any of the veterans or coaches talked about maybe the urgency that comes along with playing in the postseason?
That's every week. I feel like that's every game as far as urgency. You know, you want to win every week. You know, you want to be 16-0. That's every team's goal. Every team's goal in the NFL. So you approach that. You approach every game with the same sense of urgency.
Does Bill really emphasize all that stuff? Whether you're playing a team that's 2-12 or 10-2 or whatever.
You want to win
every.
That's right. If the team's 10-2 or 1-11, you want to win. You want to win.
And the same intensity in practice and preparation that he emphasizes.
That's correct.
How has Rob Ninkovich helped you over the course of the season? Or was it difficult to see him go down with an injury the other day?
Rob Ninkovich is a phenomenal player. You know, he's very versatile. I look up to him a lot. You know, he plays my position. He's a veteran. He's been in the league for quite a while now. He's come through a lot of adversity. He's been on and off teams. But Rob Ninkovich, he's helped me a lot as far as the film room and physically on the field.
When he went down, I mean, obviously, you missed a few games. The other guys stepped up. Was it the same kind of thing when it happens in the middle of the game like that? You got between yourself and other guys that play your position, just have to step it up a little bit?
Next, someone goes down and that guy has to step up.